AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. President Biden and Donald Trump are poised to move closer to a November rematch, though AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports many voters would prefer something different.
Justin Butler is not thrilled with the prospect of Biden-Trump Part 2.
Both of them are too old.
He voted for Dean Phillips in Arkansas, but if it comes down to it, Biden will get his vote in November.
I'll vote for anybody but Trump.
In Tennessee, Joseph Hudson says he thinks Trump will make a strong president again.
As long as he stays focused and does not become vengeful.
While in Alabama,
I was a Trump supporter. The guy scares me to death.
Charles Bolton voted for Nikki Haley, but if she drops out, he will back Trump again.
Yeah. Biden is a loose cannon. He's actually worse than Trump as far as I'm concerned.
30-year-old Ashley Hunt voted for Biden in North Carolina, but says she felt indifferent.
Being a little younger, I am ready for someone younger to be in office, but it is what it is.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Members of an Ivy League school men's basketball team have voted to unionize. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has that story.
The Dartmouth men's basketball team has voted to unionize, taking an unprecedented step toward forming the first ever labor union for college athletes. In a campus election supervised by the National Labor Relations Board, the players voted 13-2 to join Service Employees International Union Local 560, which already represents some Dartmouth workers. The school can still appeal to the NLRB and the federal courts that could delay negotiations over a collective bargaining agreement until long after the current members of the basketball team have graduated. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And in remarks, President Biden says he wants to cap credit card late fees to
$8. $8 instead of the current average of $32 late fee payments.
This is AP News. Wall Street has slumped to its worst day in weeks, the AP's Seth Soutel reports.
And this is the AP Markets Report. Tumbling big tech stocks dragged Wall Street to its worst day in 3 weeks. The S&P 500 fell 1% Tuesday. That was the second straight drop for the benchmark index after it closed last week at an all-time high. The Dow fell 404 points. That's also about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite led the way lower with a drop of 1.7%. Apple was one of the heaviest weights on the market. It's been struggling on worries about sluggish iPhone sales in China. Apple lost 2.8%. Other influential stocks also sank. Microsoft fell 3%. Tesla skidded 3.9%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market after U.S. economic data came in weaker than expected. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.14%. Seth Soutel, New York.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.